Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Mike, a pleasure as always to see you.
I agree with that. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thanks. And last week you left us with a challenge. Why don't you bring us up to speed?
Yes, I said start with the name of the founder of a famous elevator company, Elisha Otis. Drop one letter, then rearrange the result to spell something that would be unpleasant for someone to have if you were in an elevator with them. What is it?
Well, if you drop the E from Elisha Otis and rearrange those letters, you can spell halitosis. And one person who got that challenge almost immediately was last week's guest answerer, Neville Fogarty, who did such a great job.
He certainly did. Thanks, Neville, for playing. Okay, Ian, on October 18th, 1969, the Jackson 5 made their national television debut on a variety show called Hollywood Palace. They performed their first single, I Want You Back, among other songs. To commemorate that historic broadcast, I've brought questions about other singing families.
Oh, this should be fun.
All right, first up. Contrary to popular belief, the name of what singing trio is not actually a reference to the fact that the group is a trio of brothers named Gibb.
The Bee Gees.
That is, of course, correct. They were originally called the Rattlesnakes, and the name actually references DJ Bill Gates, promoter Bill Good, and one of the Bee Gees, Barry Gibb.
Our Sarah LaDuke turned me on to a vocal-only track from Stayin' Alive, which is worth seeking out on YouTube.
Although the lineup changed personnel over the years, the longest incarnation of what singer's backup band, called the Pips, featured her brother Merrill and two of their cousins.
Gladys Knight?
Yes, and the original lineup also included her sister Eleanor and another cousin, and that group started when Gladys Knight was 8 years old.
Wow.
Expanding in 1967 to its full lineup of six siblings and their mother, the Cowsills were the inspiration for what 1970s TV singing family, in which David Cassidy and Danny Bonaducci played two of the brothers.
I'm trying to do the Reuben hair shift right now as I answer Partridge Family.
Yep. And John Cowsill has been a member of the Beach Boys touring band since 2000.
Huh.
Famous for hits such as Bye Bye Love and Wake Up Little Susie, what is the last name of brothers Don and Phil, one of the first 10 artists inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
And they're basically religion for your ears, the Everly Brothers.
Yep. The Everly Brothers hold the record for the most top 100 singles by a duo, and they are second in top 40 singles to Hall & Oates.
Huh.
And finally, inspired by the title of their biggest hit, what trio of brothers released a beer in 2013 called Mmm Hops?
I happen to know this one. It's close to home. Hanson.
Yes. And the proceeds for the sale of said beer will benefit tornado relief efforts in their home state of Oklahoma. Well, Ian certainly didn't need any backup this time around. He went 5-4-5 this week. Let us know how well you did. quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can surf on over to wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit questions, or this weekly challenge from the brothers Nothnagel.
My brother Brian had something to do with this?
I just assume you're in a band with him.
Oh, all right. Start with the last name of a pair of famous singing siblings. Drop the first and the last letters of their name, and you'll get a word that names another relative. What is the last name, and who is the relative?
Mike Nothnagel is Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. And Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we will start the concert back up this time next week.
We'll see you then.